All right, I'd like to call the meeting to order at 9 a.m. I would also like to ask as a courtesy that everyone turn off your cell phones and our pagers. Each director received notice of the board meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. Directors Brashear, Munson, and Zaccanino indicated that they would not be present for this meeting. This time we have set aside to hear from you, the general public. Those of you who are interested in providing comments should fill out one of the cards provided at the reception desk with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind. Tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the board cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. That's not our requirement. It's state law. The board is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberation by the provision of the Open Meetings Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes the government body to give members of the public opportunities to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the board may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide everyone an opportunity to speak, we require that each presentation be limited to 3 minutes. I think our first speaker this morning will be Mickey Parsons.
Thank you very much. My name is Mickey Parsons. I'm from the city of Granbury. I live at 1115 Mallard Way, Granbury, Texas, 76048. And I have the privilege of representing the city citizens of Granbury on city council. I'm in my 9th year of serving there and look forward to serving a couple more. Who knows? Anyway, but we do appreciate the time to service. I appreciate all the members of the board of the directors of the BRA for your service to the Brazos River Basin and to the citizens of the state of Texas. I also want to take a minute to thank Mr. Ford and his staff for meeting with members of the Lake Granbury Coalition earlier, I guess, Monday of last week or Monday of this week to discuss revisiting and reexamining the HAF study. And it appears that we have an agreement to move forward on that reexamination, and we appreciate that very much, and thank you for that. From 1970 to 2007, the BRA managed the lake levels at Granbury to within 3 feet of full more than 96% of the time. In 1970, when the Brazos River closed the gates on the dam there in Lake Granbury, there were some 5,000 people living in that whole county. Today, there are more than 55,000 people living in Hood County. We've built numerous developments. We've permitted different kinds of dock facilities and canals. Today, the ad valorem values in Hood County are over $5 billion. So it's easy to see that the city of Granbury and the county of Hood have grown up around Lake Granbury. And part of my reason for being here today is to express to you our concern with the lake levels in Granbury. Can you understand that with that type of growth in economic and ad valorem values, the kind of issues that the city and the county and the school district are going to be facing as we move into ad valorem valuations this year? We expect in Hood County, of that $5 billion, some 33% of those houses and businesses are located on the lake. We're expecting at least a 20% haircut in those valuations. For the county and for the city, that is a pretty big hit. How are we going to manage that loss in revenues? How are we going to manage that services that will no longer be available. What are we going to do to provide for that? So we welcome the opportunity to revisit the HAF study. We do it with an urgency that maybe some other cities and some other places don't have because of this effect that it's going to have on our ability to manage our city, our county, and our schools. We ask for an immediate return to the historic flows in Lake Granbury. We continue to wonder about the question primarily is, if it's all drought, why is Granbury the only lake that is at record lows on the upper end? If it's only a drought, why are we at the only lake that has record lows? We want to look at that issue. And we want to think, I want to give you the possibility of thinking about another issue that goes along as we go forward. We're the smallest lake in the system, 129,000 acre feet. We have the potential for having 7 power plants on our lake. And we continue to wonder, why would you take the most water out of the smallest lake that has the largest economic impact? There's no other lake in the Brazos River system where the city and the county was built around that lake. So we ask for your help in determining what kind of steps we can take to make sure that we know and we understand the effects of drought, but we don't think that Lake Granbury has been affected primarily by the drought. So thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Mr. Parsons. Next speaker will be Todd Gardner.
Good morning. My name is Todd Garner. I live in zip code 76049, also in Granbury, and I am part of the Lake Granbury Coalition, as well as Mickey. I'm not an elected official. I'm just a guy that lives near the lake, but I am involved in the coalition, and I do want to echo what Mickey said about the BRA meeting with us in Austin. Chairman Scott was there. Mr. Ford was there, as well as several others from the BRA. We do appreciate the meeting. We've laid out some of our concerns to the BRA, and we're hoping that those get looked into. To the board, I want to thank you for your service to the BRA. I know that several of you are involved in other, you know, other activities as well, other service projects, other boards. But I know that the decisions that are made in this room have the ability to affect the livelihoods and dreams of thousands of people. This board is very important. The coalition appreciates the BRA board for possibly looking into making changes to the HAF study that was commissioned by the BRA board in 2011. The Lake Granbury Coalition does believe that the study, the original HAF study, was fatally flawed, and we've based this on a white paper that was produced by the coalition and our hydrologist. We do have, if you have not seen the white paper, it's out on the internet. We've actually brought many copies here, so if anybody needs to see a copy, we have extra copies. A lot of work went into that white paper by the coalition and by our hydrologists, so it is important data. The coalition is here today with a cooperative spirit. We have come here to hopefully work with the BRA. We want to work with HAF and Associates, whoever it might be, to come up with a solution that is better for Granbury. We are, our suggested solutions that are located in the white paper both protect Lake Granbury and Possum Kingdom Lake. We know that there has been some issues about Lake Granbury wants Possum Kingdom's water, and that's just not the case. We want solutions that are both going to be protective of Lake Granbury and Possum Kingdom Lake. We are ready and willing to assist the BRA, HAF and Associates, Possum Kingdom to collect empirical data about the lakes to make the ratio closer to historic drawdown ratios. Again, we appreciate the BRA board possibly considering our request. We think that our requests are reasonable and again will benefit Granbury, Possum Kingdom, the BRA, and the great state of Texas. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Garner. Next speaker will be Tony Allen.
I'm Tony Allen. I'm Mayor Pro Tem of Granbury, Texas. First, I want to thank y'all for the opportunity to speak today. Even though I am a city councilman, I'm not a very good speaker, so bear with me. I would like to say thanks to Mr. Ford and his staff that was at Austin about a week ago for taking their time out of their schedule to be there. I feel like we got a little bit accomplished. We're never going to agree on everything. It's just human. But we're here to work with BRA, and I know BRA is here to work with us. We have, with our coalition, we have the county also here. They're not going to speak today. They're with us. We have 1,249 members of the Waterfront Association that represents us also. But the study we've done, we feel like, is a fair study. When I get through speaking, if it's okay, Mr. Ford, I'd like to pass these out to everybody, give everybody a chance to read them, not now, but over the weekend or whatever, and give their impulse back to the board and tell us what you think. We're willing to get in a boat, go over to PK, do inventory of boat docks with them, and they're welcome to get on board with us and do boat counts in Hood County. We have nothing to hide, and I'm sure they have nothing to hide. There's more water passed through our lake than any lake on BRA. We are the smallest lake on BRA. And I know a lot of people says, well, it's about getting our jet skis out, and I don't have one, or our boats. It's about our economy. And we know what happened in Detroit this year. And the same thing's fixing to happen to Hood County if we're not careful. Because when our revenue goes down, we're Robin Hood system with the school, it's going to be a trickle effect all the way down to us. So we're asking for your help. I know Mr. Adams used to live there in Hood County. He knows what we're going through. And I'd ask the rest of you to really consider and study this. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service you do. It's okay, Mr. Ford, if I pass these out quickly. Thank you, sir. Thank y'all.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. This time I'll turn the meeting over to Phil to make an announcement.
This morning, I want to take the opportunity to allow the board to meet a members or some members of our staff. Y'all see us all the time, but you don't see the folks who keep the trains on time and on the track. On the stall here while Tony gets those out. Today, we're here to recognize one of those people. He recently received an award from the Texas section of the American Water Works Association. In his humble acceptance, he said, maintenance is a team, and he believes that. So we have a short film clip, and then I'll continue after the short film clip.
This year, the Texas section is pleased to honor one of Texas's best with the AWWA Operators Meritorious Service Award. The award is presented to Donald Malavets of the Brazos River Authority. Donald's been with BRA for over 20 years, and in that time, he has earned a well-deserved reputation as the go-to guy for diagnosing and fixing any problem in a facility or out in the field. His ability to study a problem and visualize a creative solution, many times using materials on hand, has served BRA and its customers well. Whether it's keeping intakes working during drought conditions or crafting and installing temporary air diffuser piping for an aeration basin to maintain compliance during an outage, his talents are in demand for keeping systems online and teaching others how to do the same. Not only is he good on his feet in a tough situation, Donald's consistent and outstanding contribution to plant maintenance has helped prolong the useful life of equipment. And for all of this, we are honored to recognize Donald Malavets with the AWWA Operators Meritorious Service Award.
The rest of that story is that this guy can cook a mean chicken and a mean brisket. He's at the Christmas party down in the basin Everybody looks forward every year to he and his guys putting that on. Donald works when we had some flood. I started to say, wonder if the board will remember what the definition of flood is, but I think you will. When we had some floods down there, Donald was very instrumental in making all that happen. So, Donald, if you and your team will come up here, we'd like to shake your hand, and David, we're going to get a picture of you and David. His members are Greg Graft, Dirk Bland. Raise your hand, Dirk. Greg. David Kozlowski and John Heaps. This is these guys, whenever something happens, I ask David, well, what did Donald say? And so these are the guys that we spent on. Donald, since you're probably going to be getting a bunch of awards, here's the case to carry it around. Appreciate you.
Thank you, men. We'll go to the agenda.